Harvard Medical School professor fired over not getting COVID vaccine. A Harvard Medical School professor who refused to get a COVID-19 vaccine has been terminated, according to documents reviewed by the Epoch Times. Martin Kulldorff, an epidemiologist, was fired by Mass General Brigham in November 2021 over non-compliance with the hospital's COVID-19 vaccine mandate after his requests for exemptions from the mandate were denied, according to one document. Mr. Kulldorff was also placed on leave by Harvard Medical School because his appointment as professor of medicine there depends upon holding a position at the hospital, another document stated. Mr. Kulldorff asked HMS in late 2023 how he could return to his position and was told he was being fired. You would need to hold an eligible appointment with a Harvard-affiliated institution for your HMS academic appointment to continue, Dr. Grace Huang, Dean for Faculty Affairs, told the epidemiologist and biostatistician. She said the lack of an appointment, combined with college rules that cap leaves of absence at 2 years, meant he was being terminated. Mr. Kulldorff disclosed the firing for the first time this month. While I can't comment on the specifics due to employment confidentiality protections that preclude us from doing so, I can confirm that his employment agreement was terminated November 10, 2021, a spokesperson for Brigham and Women's Hospital told the Epoch Times via email. Mass General Brigham granted just 234 exemption requests out of 2,402 received, according to court filings in an ongoing case that alleges discrimination. The hospital said previously, "We received a number of exemption requests, and each request was carefully considered by a knowledgeable team of reviewers. A lot of other people received exemptions, but I did not," Mr. Kulldorff told the Epoch Times. Mr. Kulldorff was originally hired by HMS but switched departments in 2015 to work at the Department of Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital, which is part of Mass General Brigham and affiliated with HMS. Harvard Medical School has affiliation agreements with several Boston hospitals which it neither owns nor operationally controls, an HMS spokesperson told the Epoch Times in an email. Hospital-based faculty, such as Mr. Kulldorff, are employed by one of the affiliates, not by HMS, and require an active hospital appointment to maintain an academic appointment at Harvard Medical School. HMS confirmed that some faculty, who are tenured or on the tenure track, do not require hospital appointments. Natural immunity. Before the COVID-19 vaccines became available, Mr. Kulldorff contracted COVID-19. He was hospitalized but eventually recovered. That gave him a form of protection known as natural immunity. According to a number of studies, including papers from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, natural immunity is better than the protection bestowed by vaccines. Other studies have found that people with natural immunity face a higher risk of problems after vaccination. Mr. Kulldorff expressed his concerns about receiving a vaccine in his request for a medical exemption, pointing out a lack of data for vaccinating people who suffer from the same issue he does. "I already had superior infection-acquired immunity. And it was risky to vaccinate me without proper efficacy and safety studies on patients with my type of immune deficiency," Mr. Kulldorff wrote in an essay. In his request for a religious exemption, he highlighted an Israel study that was among the first to compare protection after infection to protection after vaccination. Researchers found that the vaccinated had less protection than the naturally immune. "Having had COVID disease, I have stronger, longer-lasting immunity than those vaccinated. Lacking scientific rationale, vaccine mandates are religious dogma, and I request a religious exemption from COVID vaccination," he wrote. Both requests were denied. Mr. Kulldorff is still unvaccinated. "I had COVID. I had it badly. So I have infection-acquired immunity. So I don't need the vaccine," he told the Epoch Times. Dissenting voice. Mr. Kulldorff has been a prominent dissenting voice during the COVID-19 pandemic, countering messaging from the government and many doctors that the COVID-19 vaccines were needed, regardless of prior infection. He spoke out in an op-ed in April 2021, for instance, against requiring people to provide proof of vaccination to attend shows, go to school, and visit restaurants. The idea that everybody needs to be vaccinated is as scientifically baseless as the idea that nobody does. COVID vaccines are essential for older, high-risk people and their caretakers and advisable for many others. But those who've been infected are already immune, he wrote at the time. Mr. Kulldorff later co-authored the Great Barrington Declaration, which called for focused protection of people at high risk while removing restrictions for younger, healthy people. Harsh restrictions such as school closures will cause irreparable damage if not lifted, the declaration stated. The declaration drew criticism from Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who became the head of the CDC, among others. In a competing document, Dr. Walensky and others said that relying upon immunity from natural infections for COVID-19 is flawed, and that uncontrolled transmission in younger people risks significant morbidity and mortality across the whole population. Those who are pushing these vaccine mandates and vaccine passports, vaccine fanatics, I would call them, to me they have done much more damage during this 1 year than the anti-vaxxers have done in 2 decades. Mr. Kulldorff later said in an Epic TV interview. I would even say that these vaccine fanatics, they are the biggest anti-vaxxers that we have right now. They're doing so much more damage to vaccine confidence than anybody else. Surveys indicate that people have less trust now in the CDC and other health institutions than before the pandemic, and data from the CDC and elsewhere show that fewer people are receiving the new COVID-19 vaccines and other shots. Support. The disclosure that Mr. Kulldorff was fired drew criticism of Harvard and support for Mr. Kulldorff. The termination is a massive and incomprehensible injustice, Dr. Aaron Kariety, an ethics expert who was fired from the University of California, Irvine School of Medicine for not getting a COVID-19 vaccine because he had natural immunity, said on X. The academy is full of people who declined vaccines mostly with dubious exemptions, and yet Harvard fires the one professor who happens to speak out against government policies. Dr. Vinay Prasad, an epidemiologist at the University of California, San Francisco, wrote in a blog post. It looks like Harvard has weaponized its policies and selectively enforces them. A petition to reinstate Mr. Kulldorff has garnered more than 1,800 signatures. Some other doctors said the decision to let Mr. Kulldorff go was correct. Actions have consequence, Dr. Alastair McAlpine, a Canadian doctor, wrote on X. He said Mr. Kulldorff had publicly undermined public health,